And we are back, folks. Host John Martin's bringing you more spotlight in the Lowcountry.
That's great.
Thank you.
I don't know how many years ago it was, but when I first met you, you were doing a singer-songwriter group. And I'm thinking it was Sunfire.
Yeah, that was where we did it. Yeah, right. Sunfire Grill. I was hosting a songwriter's night.
And if I remember correctly, evidently you had something in a paper or a contact to call you about the songwriter group. And I called.
Sure.
I called and talked with you.
I was delightful, wasn't I?
And we had a great time. We had a great time. You invited me to come on down.
Yeah, no, I was all about getting the songwriting there. You know, it was just such a wonderful thing, and it's very inspirational, and it's a definitely great thing for, you know, writers to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't see much of that anymore.
Well, I think there are a few out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I loved it. That's what we did that for several years.
Yeah.
Several years we did that.
At different locations. Yeah.
And I enjoyed that.
And the one thing that impressed me with Sunfire, whoever was the musician that was playing at the time, the room was silent. They listened to
we put tents on the table, tell them you to respect the musicians.
Yes.
I mean, that was the whole thing. It was about that. It's about.
And they had the little deck out there, and we'd all sit on the deck and talk.
And swap songs there, too. There were times, poor old Sunfire, it would probably supposed to be over by like 11 or 12, and we'd be sitting out on that deck, and Karen would be sitting there right there with us till 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. But it was all about the camaraderie and being together. It really was. Yeah. I miss those times.
Me too.
But we're still right about it. You know?
So when you write, okay, and I know you've written many songs, what genre would you call your music?
You know, it's hard to say, because I remember going to this one songwriters event, and several people were there, and they're like, "You're the one who writes those odd songs," because I guess I don't follow a pattern. It's like what I feel. It's like it comes out very therapeutic for me, cathartic. I love it. And but it doesn't mean that they didn't like the songs. It was just not in a rhyme or a pattern that a lot of people understand.
That they were accustomed to. And then.
So I don't know.
See, you hear the word Americana, but that covers a wide variety, I guess.
Well, let's just slip me in there.
You know?
Americana. That's it. I think that would not be a bad place to be. That's right. I like it.
But you're an excellent writer. You have some very good songs.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I really do. I like it. I like it. Okay. Now, what shall we do now? Let's see. Should we slide in banana pancake? You want to hear any more originals? Tell me what you want.
Do whatever you want to do.
I love this song. And this is not one. This is a Jack Johnson song, Banana Pancakes. And we were looking at songs to learn, and Al turned me on to this song. And I swear, it was written for me. I just believe it. It really wasn't, but I'm just saying that I feel this song so much. Because I love the rain, and I love sleeping when it's raining, and hearing the rain, and just the whole kind of, I love it.
So have you tried banana pancakes?
No, but I looked up a recipe, and it's real easy.
Really?
Okay. It's real easy. What you would do, especially like if I was going to make them for me and Al, you take two ripe bananas and you put them in your blender and you add two eggs and you just blend that up, and that's all it is to making banana pancakes. That's it. Two bananas and two eggs. Sounds easy. Now, we've never done it.
Do you fry it like a pancake?
Yeah.
Really?
Just regular pancakes.
Yeah, regular pancakes. Banana pancakes.
Fresh banana flavoring.
So now, I've never tried it.
You don't add any flour or anything?
No flour.
Really?
Not what it calls for.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I sure did look it up, because Al and I were thinking, much as you like banana pancakes, I don't know it. I don't eat many bananas, so I don't know, but I know how to make that. But anyways, it's not about the banana pancakes to me. It's about this song and the rain. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? Ain't no need to go outside. Baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you the song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, baby, when you sleep, make your banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Oh, we can pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? Ain't no need to go outside. Just maybe he liked the ukulele. Mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, 'cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love you. Love to lay here lazy. We can close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. It all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? Ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Mm-hmm. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain on day and I. Telephone is singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. We really need to pay attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, baby, we can sleep. Make your banana pancakes, pretend like it's a weekend now. And we can pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? Ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need.
Love that song.
You and Al play together well, very well.
Thank you.
I'm sure you have plenty of practice.
We enjoy it. Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth of it. Yeah, it's fun to do. It's been lovely being here with you.
Ask you something, and I'm sure you remember it.
All right.
Sunfire. Bob Tobin had that song working.
Oh, yeah.
And Trish would get everybody in line dance when you, I think you sang in with him on that song.
I did. In fact, I was on his album, in a CD. I sang back up on that.
First time I heard the song and they did the line dance, I told Bob, I said, Bob, I like the Calypso song. He laughed. He said, Calypso, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, that's cute.
But we had so many good times there.
Truly, truly, you know, truly. Yeah, but now this is the place to come have good times. You should tell them about this place.
Yes, it is. This
tell them. That's right. Tell them about the food. Tell them about the people.
We have an open mic on Thursday nights, and we have a lot of musicians. We have a really good time. They have great food, and they have a great staff.
Yeah.
And
y'all need to
come out. Yeah.
That's right. You can make this your new Sunfire.
We need to do that.
There you go. There you go. I think that would be great. But, you know, it's a wonderful place. Wonderful location. Not hard to find.
No.
Now, you're local here, aren't you?
I'm about 12, 13 miles away. So, yes, I suppose.
Let me just do a little tune to this one, but I'll tell you about it while I'm tuning.
Okay.
I was sitting with a girlfriend one night on her porch. And she said, Susie, can you write a song about anything? I said, I don't know. And she gave me this line, and the line was, like a street light on a windy night, guide me through the shadows. And so we proceeded to build a song around that and got home that night, and her name is Christy Messer, so I definitely consider this our song, me and Christy's. It bothered me because a street light would burn out. You know, it's just like you couldn't always depend on that. So I had to change the line to like the moonlight on a windy night, guide me through the shadows. And you know what it taught me, John? I can't write a song just about anything. The reason being because it really bothered me, you know? And so if it bothers me or if I don't feel it, it's not going to happen. Well, it could, but it wouldn't be authentic. All right, I'm getting there, baby.
Oh, good.
Thanks for hanging with me. So this is a song that came from sitting on a porch that night and trying to write a song. I did write a song, just wasn't with that line. Part of the line. Makes me whole like the moonlight on a windy night. Got me through the shadows and lift me high into the stars. Take me out, but not too far. High enough I can see for miles. 'Cause I'm afraid of falling. Like an empty cup, fill me up. Not enough to break me and shelter me in the eye of the storm. Good morning, give me things to dream about. Lay me down on solid ground, 'cause I'm afraid of falling. Never bleed. Promises made to fill the need. Those lies that sound like the truth to me. I'm blind by what I choose to see. Oh, I'm afraid of go deep into my inner soul. I have some scars buried there. It's time I should forgive me and be the beacon, be my friend. Come on and be the light that never ends, like the moonlight on a windy night. Me through the shadows. Oh, I'm afraid of falling. Oh,
that will bleed. Promises made to fill the need. Those lies that sound like the truth to me. I'm blind by what I choose to see. Oh, I'm afraid of falling. Oh, I'm afraid of falling. Oh, I've already fallen.
You know, one thing I enjoy.
What is that?
The story behind the song, the inspiration.
Oh,
you know
thank
what
you.
I mean?
Yeah.
I think the listening audience will be really interested in, like what you were saying about how that song came about.
Well, I've been telling you about how every one of them came about.
I know, and that's great.
That's good. I hope they enjoy all the little stories.
And that's what it should be.
Origin
story.
There's definitely a. You know, there's a whole feeling behind the whole thing and how it comes about. And I think, we good?
And I appreciate y'all coming out.
You didn't do the signal.
Did he do it?
He's doing it now.
Okay. It's been wonderful being here.
Anyway, I appreciate y'all coming out.
It's been very special, John. Like I told you, anything for you, bud. We'd be glad to do it.
Good to see you, John.
And we're going to stay and do the open mic with you.
That's great.
Are you staying too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that works out for me.
Oh, yeah. And of course, we appreciate you being spotlighted on Spotlight in Low Country.
Thank you. And thank you for spotlighting us.
Thank y'all for coming.
Been an honor to be here.
That's a wrap for this edition of Spotlight in the Low Country. Thanks for listening to the sounds that rise from our soil, our streets, and our stories. Stay tuned for the next episode with John, where the music speaks for itself. This is WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the truth in Broadcasting Corporation.